This is pretty obvious to a lot of people, but this is something I realize. I don't trust most YouTubers anymore, in terms of politics at least. Leftist YouTubers or breadtubers I don't like, except for Dakota Tox. He's leftist, but he isn't a breadtuber, if that makes sense. He's cool, I think, but I don't watch his political stuff much, just his videos exposing companies. Conservative YouTubers like Zionists can definitely go fuck themselves. Yeah, think about how Sharia law is coming to America, or transgenders are taking over your kids, while they are literally pawns to get wars in Middle East to justify them and send people from my country over there to be genocided while genociding others.
And the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq, of Ukraine.
While back home, no one can afford health care and people go homeless. There's another subset of conservative YouTubers I used to think are based. I like to call them, I guess, woke right. Basically conservative, but still not mainstream Zionists. People like Arthur Greenwood or Jimmy Talks. But what I realized is, at first they were kind of based, talking about how bad Israel is and all that, and how the economy sucks. Especially with Arthur Greenwood, with his Rhodesia and Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and tariff in Singapore videos back in the day. I think those are good still, but what I realize is they slowly just became authoritarian, free market capitalists that LARP as these based neo-Nazi crusaders. Like, they don't really say much of anything anti-establishment anymore as they used to, outside of, like, Israel. So I kind of realized I don't trust anyone on YouTube about politics anymore. Sure, I can learn things, but a lot of them, they don't really believe anything they say and will just kind of change their mind suddenly as a LARP or for money. What I realized is actually talking to people, even online, is so much more productive than listening to YouTubers. Like, actually talking to friends about religion and politics is more productive than watching YouTubers and being spoon-fed info. It's still fine to watch as entertainment, and there's still some education in it still, but come to your own conclusions about stuff. Don't let even someone like me just spoon-feed you info and you accept it immediately. Even talking to people on Discord. Even Discord is way better than just watching a political YouTube video. It's kind of different for Vidly videos, since Vidly is small enough where the creator of the video can actually interact with their audience and debate directly or become friends with them. Anyway, I don't know if any of this made sense to you. I'm just schizoing out my thoughts.